my darlings, and welcome back to another episode of Radio Wasteland, the best in paranormal talk radio. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth. This is my co-host, Kara Kittrick.
Hello.
Kara, do you have any news?
Yeah, yes, I do. So QAnon followers are now saying that the president is merely pretending to have COVID as part of a grand plan to, you guessed it, arrest Hillary Clinton. Their evidence? Trump tweeted, "We will get through this together." And when you pull apart together, it spells to get her. Well, it's hard to argue with that. A romance novel called Kissing the Coronavirus has gone viral. The tagline, "She was supposed to cure the coronavirus. Instead, she fell in love with it." The cover features a scantily clad woman embracing a green shirtless man with pseudopods and abs. This is not news per se, but I feel like the world has to know. One of the earliest medical trials of CRISPR-Cas9 has shown that the gene editing tool is safe and effective for treating human diseases. In the trial, researchers used CRISPR to augment human T cells with the ability to recognize a protein created by some tumors, essentially giving the immune system the ability to fight some cancers. These modified immune cells thrived for at least 9 months inside the trial participants' bodies without apparently causing any side effects. Back to you, Chauncey.
All right, QAnon, pretending to have COVID. The president, pretending to have COVID. You know, this is something that's been passed around a lot. You know, a lot of people are saying he's pretending to have COVID to get out of...
I've mostly seen Democrats saying it, honestly, which is, right. I mean, I don't believe it, but...
Well, I mean, the real thing here is for everybody to say that he's lying, that would mean that we would all have to agree that he is somebody that a lie like this would come from.
I mean, yeah, that's not
you know,
the
it's
unlikely
like
part.
If Obama had COVID, there would have been like 15% of the population would say he's lying, just like any conspiracy. That's what we do here. We do conspiracies.
Sure, we do that 15%.
For Trump to do it and, like, literally 65% of the population to go, well, he might be lying. That should say something about a person's character.
Well,
I shouldn't have used Obama as an example. That's going to set people off. Anybody, basically, if 65% of the population thinks that you might be lying, you're probably a liar. Now, don't get me wrong. I do hope he learns a valuable lesson. You know. It's not like I just hope for the best for him. You know, I don't want him to die. I don't want him to be permanently sick. I do want him to learn a valuable lesson. And as we know about most people, men in their later 70s, you know, they learn a lot of valuable lessons and learn new tricks all the time. So
you also understand.
I do understand.
Unlikely that is.
Yes,
yeah,
I do.
Okay.
I do, but I do also know that I have certain rules in my life. And one rule is no vengeance. I don't believe in vengeance. I think that vengeance is bad, and I think having vengeful feelings is bad because I've seen so many people with vengeful feelings that have turned them into weapons at the person who didn't deserve it because they
That's
were
fair.
So caught up in the vengeance. You know, so any sort of vengeful thought robs people of being smart.
Well, fortunately, it really has no effect whether anyone wishes him well or wishes death upon him or not.
Better
if he gets better.
Maybe it does. You know, we are a conspiracy show. Maybe it does.
Yeah, maybe there's some sort of psychic maelstrom of,
right.
I don't know.
But let's get back to the point here. The point is QAnon.
QAnon is crazy.
Grasping at straws here. You know, I'm wondering if, like, being a show that deals with conspiracy, are we shooting ourselves in the foot by not embracing this QAnon thing? Is this the future of conspiracy radio? Are we wasting our time here? And is this the slow decline of Radio Wasteland by not embracing QAnon?
I'll take those one at a time. Yes.
It's all the same question. Yeah.
I just can't do it. I don't have the ability to embrace QAnon, even, like, insincerely.
Yeah. Well, again, it's purple prose and rhetoric. It's inciting for negativity. It's not, you know, trying to find out the proof of aliens is trying to, I guess people can make that argument if Hillary Clinton is really selling kids as pizzas. I don't know. But, I mean, come on.
Kids as pizzas.
Isn't that what pizza was?
I don't.
Kind of like a Wayfair thing, like you ordered.
Honestly, you're close enough. Like, you know? It doesn't, like, the real version is just as ridiculous. So, yeah, sure.
You order the candies with extra sausage and white sauce. Can they deliver it to the back door of your house? You know, stuff like that.
That is
kind of what they were saying, you know. It was kind of a Wayfair thing, you know.
I thought it, no, okay, I guess that's true.
I don't know.
Bad.
Yeah. I feel bad. I feel, you know, I can't tell if I'm just being cocky and, like, I think I'm so smart and they're all so dumb. Or if I'm so dumb for thinking I'm so smart.
Oh, we're dumb, too. There's varying degrees of human dumbness, I think. And I don't know. I think at a certain level, it's okay to check your self-doubt and just say that's stupid.
Yeah, unfortunately, varying degrees does imply full circle. Okay, CRISPR safe. I don't believe that. I do think we should move forward with that, but how, like, let's say you didn't understand how a building was truly built and you decided that it was cool to start removing bricks.
I mean, CRISPR is a tool. It's like declaring hammer.
So was a brick remover.
You know? Yeah.
You know, so is a brick remover because I'm just
a hammer
isn't
safe if you throw it at someone's head, you know.
I'm scared we're going to children of men ourselves.
Okay, explain that.
You haven't seen the movie Children of Men?
I have not.
All of the planet is rendered sterile and not able to make babies.
God, I wish.
Yeah. Don't. The other thing that scares me about it is that we're working with T-cells, and for anybody who's seen Resident Evil, we should know that working with T-cells is a bad thing because, you know, Resident Evil.
Yeah, well, you know, this was carried out by the Umbrella Research Group, and they assured us, you know, everything's safe. They don't have any, you know, explosive zombie test subjects locked away.
You know, yeah. Every once in a while.
I trust them.
Every once in a while, science is truly, truly terrifying. I know you know this. I've said it before to the audience, but what's the likelihood we have repeat listeners? When we first went to test the atomic bomb, we didn't know if it was going to explode so hot that it was going to ignite the atmosphere on fire.
I mean, we thought it probably wouldn't.
We thought it probably wouldn't. When they fired up the Large Hadron Collider, they said it is highly unlikely that it's going to create some sort of black hole that would hurt it.
Yeah. It did, however, shift us into a horrible alternate universe.
Right.
Which is,
you know,
why.
And so now they have CRISPR, you know, and they're going to go in there and going to be all, let's cure the coronavirus and splice people with bats and we're all going to have babies that look like Giuliani or something, you know. It's just it's not good. It's I don't know. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't stop it. I question humanity's efficacies to move forward with a lot of these things when we can't even spend a couple of dollars to help feed our neighbor, yet we're going to go in and we're going to splice up the human genome in order to cure diseases we've never heard of.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, and I don't disagree on any particular point, but here's a counterpoint.
All right.
I want bat wings.
Yeah, but then you have to look like Giuliani.
No, you just get the wings.
No, that's not the way things work. You know, if you absorb Superman's power, you also get the weakness to kryptonite.
Okay, I mean, there's a lot we don't know, like you said about CRISPR. I'm going to hold on to my bat wing fantasy, even if it will make, I'll need all custom, like, T-shirts and stuff.
Well, you hold on to that Batwing fantasy, and I can tell you, apparently, there's a market for a romance novel about it. All right, you're listening to Radio Wasteland. Tonight is, tonight we are talking about Haunted Alexa. Basically,
yes.
Our Is your device haunted? Is it listening? What's going on there?
I think the question is not, is it haunted, but, like, how much?
Right. Like, is it just that one guy who's, like, totally fine, or is it, like, you know?
Yeah. Is it haunted, and, like, who by?
Right. So come on back, and you'll find out who, by, how, and why, right here on Radio Wasteland.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Or our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Pension reform. Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor, District 4. How strong is Shasta County government? One factor to examine is pension debt. Shasta County is underfunded to the tune of $534 million. This means that for Shasta County taxpayers, we must spend approximately $20 million a year for the next 20 years to cover this debt. What could we do with an extra $20 million a year? I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I just thought you ought to know. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
In enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Radio Wasteland comes to you from the Reading studios of Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM and AM 1460. Visit Radio Wasteland at Instagram at instagram.com/Radio Wasteland.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and our guest tonight, Jaden McKell. We're talking about weird Alexa occurrences. You know, Andrea, who does all our scheduling for the show, we bat ideas back and forth about, like, hey, who are we going to have on? What are we going to talk about? And, you know, this topic never came up in one of our discussions. Yet as soon as I saw it on the calendar, I'm just all, oh, yeah, of course that should be on there, you know. So I was really happy to see it on there, you know, especially in a world of, like, a whole lot of UFO research and a whole lot of Bigfoots. You know, it's nice to see something that is totally different than what I was expecting but totally fits the mold. It was absolutely, absolutely perfect, you know. So let's start with you and your podcast. Your podcast is called Straight Up Enigma. Right?
Yes. Straight Up Enigmas.
And what is your podcast normally cover? I assume it's probably not all that different from Radio Wasteland, but
yeah, it's pretty similar. So, you know, I always use the line, "We're a podcast to explore the unexplained." So we talk about the paranormal and the supernatural. We talk about true crime, mostly unsolved cases and cold cases. So, yeah, it does sound pretty similar to Radio Wasteland. So, yeah, it's kind of a place where I get to talk about, I kind of spoil myself. I'm selfish, and I get to talk about the things that I'm interested in.
Right, yeah, that's pretty much it for Kara and I. Kara and I think, are our only claim to fame, or our only, I don't know, thing that makes us, as you know, the way these things tend to split is Kara and I both tend to come from a fairly skeptical standpoint, because I like to talk about the way that people got into paranormal, and a lot of them got into them from experiences. And for me, I got into paranormal for a love of fiction that just went on for so long that I started to ask myself, hey, is it possible any of this stuff's real? I'm going to go find out. You know, but how did you get connected with paranormal? You know, what drew you in?
Yeah, so I grew up reading, this is probably similar to a lot of people, I grew up reading the Goosebumps series, and I, kind of like you, I just really enjoy the fiction side of it. I love reading, and I love those scary movies. And then I also grew up, my mom would always watch shows like Forensic Files and those types of shows, like Unsolved Mysteries. So that's kind of where the true crime aspect of it kind of comes into the show, because that's a little less fiction.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the common angle for the fiction lovers is, I found, is those books that we apparently all wanted at the book fair at school that were like collections of hauntings across the country and stuff.
Yes.
Like that.
Yes, yeah, totally.
That seems to be, you know, we need a club of people who are just obsessed with those.
Yes.
Those, like, 10 most haunted places for 12-year-olds and stuff, you know?
Yeah, the 10 most haunted hotels across America or something.
Right,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. And I just love that stuff, you know. My wife loves it too, but she loves it from afar. She's not, I really want to go stay at these places. And she's all, maybe day trips.
Yeah, yeah, that's my husband, totally.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's funny. Okay, so our topic that we're talking about tonight is basically weird Alexa occurrences. And, you know, this is one of those topics that when I first started to hear about them, first of all, when I first started to hear about them, it was a privacy concern.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everybody would say, oh, I think Alexa's recording my stuff. I think, and then I think it finally got in the news to the point where people were saying that there were actually cases of abuse or possibly murder that was being recorded by these things, and they couldn't get rights to them from Amazon. But I found it all pretty skeptical, you know, because, you know, people jump to conclusions, urban myth and stuff like that, you know. So I don't really know if there's any truth to any of that, but that was starting to hit the news a little bit. And then it seems to have dropped off a little because I was really kind of surprised. You know, we live in this world where there's a very strong slice right down the middle, a generational divide of caring about your privacy. You know, my kids don't care about their privacy. They don't care if people know who they are, where they live, what their favorite color is and stuff like that. And then it seems people my age and above are all like, oh, the government knows my favorite color is blue. I can't stand for this, you know, and stuff like that, you know? So, how did you get interested in this? I mean, was any aspect of it privacy, or did it just hop right in there to the paranormal?
So I actually had a friend, a good friend of mine, she reached out to me on social media, and she said, you should really think about doing an episode on Alexa, because she said, because she's totally haunted, and she's done a lot of creepy, weird things, and she actually has an Amazon device that has the Alexa voice programmed into it. So she told me that in her bedroom, she had this device with the Alexa software on it. And she said the Alexa would randomly turn on at 3 a.m. and it would wake her up in the middle of the night. And she would say a few different things, but mostly she would say things like finding blank, sorry, could not find blank. Or she'd say connecting to so-and-so's device over and over again. Or she would say things like, sorry, what was that? As if someone was speaking to her in this room that's otherwise empty except for my friend who's asleep at 3 a.m. So she reached out to me with these experiences, and like you were saying, I remember there being a lot of, I believe it was back in 2018. It was a couple years ago where there was a hack, and so people were pretty concerned about their privacy. And so I said, this is kind of cool because there's this paranormal supernatural vibe to this, but then there's also this issue that's really real to people, this privacy issue. So I decided to look into it a little bit further.
Yeah, so I think on the skeptic side, the first question would come, does your friend talk in her sleep?
I didn't ask her that. That's a great question. I'd really want to know if she does talk in her sleep.
Right.
And if she has, you know, someone who's sleeping in the room right next to her, because those microphones can be pretty sensitive. Mm-hmm. So it would be interesting to know if she does talk in her sleep or if there was someone right in the room next to her that maybe the microphones picked up on.
Yeah, and like, you know, I've seen on America's Home Videos, I've seen a dog say, I love you. So maybe there's one out there going, Alexa, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. It's true.
But, you know, for the audience, you know, just because you draw attention to a paranormal thing does not mean that you want to be recorded all night while you're sleeping. So we'll give her a break for not getting to the bottom of that one.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Now, in here, it talks about the wake word for Alexa. And I don't actually know what the wake word is, but I'll tell you a story. My aunt, my uncle, they're old enough to be my grandparents, and they're really funny. They got Alexa long before I did. And when they want to talk smack about her, they refer to her as Alice. You know, and they're just all, oh, yeah, well, Alice is always doing this, that, and the other thing and stuff, you know, so that they can openly talk smack about Alexa without her hearing. You know, but what is the wake word?
Yeah, so the wake word, it's typically Alexa.
Okay.
So the wake word is just, it's what you say to trigger the device, to trigger the software to start recording. So you can change it from Alexa to a few different things. And I think one of them, you can change it to computer. There's a couple other words, but the device itself will have, it has microphones that are programmed to pick up on that wake word. So the microphones, they're always on. And then when the device hears that word, it triggers it to start recording whatever you say after that.
Right. So on some level, it's processing, if not recording and saving, it's recording at least in RAM memory. It's recording everything that you say.
Yeah. So it's recorded into the cloud. Yeah. So right. Amazon has that in the cloud. They have those encrypted files saved.
Right. And can you change it to anything?
The wake word.
Yeah.
As far as I know, there are, I think the last time I looked, I believe there's four different options. And there, so I know there's Alexa, computer, and I don't know what the other two are off the top of my head. That'd be interesting to look into. But, I mean, I'd be interested to know, since you were saying it's your aunt and uncle, they changed. I wonder if you could just change the wake word to Alice or a
right,
different
right.
name.
Right, totally mess with them.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I there's a lot of funny ones you could do out there, like, Hal or something. I'm sorry, I
yes.
can't do that, Dave. You know, you could get the whole 2001 set up for that. Or my friend John has a habit of drinking and getting Alexa to play him music, and she has a habit of not listening while he's drinking. And so I feel that they have an abusive relationship, and that one of these days Alexa is going to kill John for being abusive. I can't repeat the things he says to that poor computer at this point, you know.
Yeah.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano is a 28-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol who retired with honors.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark's a proven organizational leader in law enforcement who led by example and got things done.
Go with Mazzano.
This is a new voice for Redding City Council who, unlike others, will work the job full-time.
Go with Mazzano.
My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Mark B. Mazzano, Council Member, City of Redding.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey and Kara on Radio Wasteland right here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. That's Free Fire Radio. And don't forget to follow Radio Wasteland on Facebook at facebook.com/radiowasteland.us. All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest Jaden McKell of the Straight Up Enigmas podcast. We're talking about weird Alexa occurrences in the first section there. We talked about some of the weird things that Alexa does. Now I'd like to talk a little bit about potentially why Alexa does these weird things. And let's start off by, you know, what is the ghost in the machine theory?
Yeah, so this theory, it came about in the field of philosophy, but it's also used to talk about the supposed mind or consciousness in a device that is acting like it has a will, like an independent will, independent of what the human operator wants the device to do. And then computer programmers, they use this term ghost in the machine to talk about when a program runs contrary to their expectations. So when we talk about Alexa doing these weird things and running contrary to what the owner is wanting it to say, the phrase ghost in the machine comes to mind. And then we can get into this in a little bit, but if you ask Alexa, if you say, Alexa, ask the listeners, and Alexa will say things like, we are always listening. So it makes you wonder. We were talking earlier about AI. Do they have a mind of their own? Are they always listening, even though they're not supposed to always be listening?
Hmm. Yeah, it's like, is there an awareness, you know, that's accidentally being conveyed at that point?
Yeah, so, and if you say, Alexa, ask the listener, she'll continue to talk in kind of this weird, disjointed voice. And she'll say, we are sorry, finally, to know that you are filled with irritation, and now you must abandon us. Like, that is the creepiest phrase. It sounds, and when I was researching this, I remember thinking, this is the Skynet uprising that we've all been warned about for years. So this aspect of Alexa is one of the things that creeps me out the most.
Yeah, well, you know, it really makes me think of this. Well, I don't know if it's fair to call it an old anime because it's been rebooted and sequeled many times and made into a movie with Scarlett Johansson. But have you ever seen Ghost in the Shell?
I have. When did that come out? Because I think I saw it a few years ago.
Yeah, the Scarlett Johansson movie?
Yes.
Yeah, it just came out a few years ago. And now the movie wasn't a great adaptation because it kind of merged two stories from the original anime into one and didn't explain it very well. But in the original anime, the very first story, the antagonist or whatever you want to call it in the story, you know, and more of a Frankenstein character than an antagonist, but is basically a life that evolved on its own on the internet. It wasn't necessarily artificial intelligence that we had created. It was artificial intelligence that we accidentally created and that found its own life on the internet by moving from machine to machine. And it didn't actually exist in any physical place or anything like that. And, you know, when I think about these things, you know, I think of that. Now I do know that if it comes to us trying to, you know, we're constantly being warned about artificial intelligence is coming to get us. And I do know that we have never built a computer that's anywhere near the capacity of a human brain.
Right, right.
You know, that artificial intelligence truly may be something that we should fear decades upon decades from now, but it's not something that we should fear right now, or at least that's what they're telling us.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned this earlier. I think we do kind of throw around the term a little bit loosely when we don't quite realize exactly what that means, what the implications are. But yeah, I think we're quite a few years away from building something that has the mind of a human.
Right. And, you know, it really is quite amazing when they put it into ideas like that. So like my phone, everybody likes to say, you know, they sent the man to Mars to the moon in the Apollo lander with less power than the intelligence or memory processing power than your phone has. But, you know, the actual statistic of that is all of NASA had less processing power than my phone has when they sent the lunar lander to Mars. Not
no
just
kidding.
The lunar lander itself, but the entirety of NASA.
You wow, know. No kidding.
Right, yeah. So it's like, you know, these leaps and bounds that we've made is really quite amazing. And then when you put that in context that we're nowhere near the human brain, it really shows you, man, the human brain's some pretty impressive stuff to pack all that into such a small place. So
yeah.
So that's kind of what I was alluding to earlier. It's like, is there somewhere where there's like a comatose child brain farm where they're, you know, where they're running Alexa out of, you know? I don't know.
I really hope not. I really hope not.
You have to admit, part of you does. Part of you wishes. You know, just.
I almost want to see
the podcasts.
That.
It'd be good for the podcasts, right?
I almost want to see that turned into a movie. Like that'll be Terminator number 10 or something.
Right,
where
right.
That's what's powering Alexa.
Yeah, totally. So I think the next step past artificial intelligence and. You know, there is definitely some outliers way out on the bell curve possibilities for artificial intelligence, but I think it's probably very unlikely that true artificial intelligence is going on there. Now, I guess maybe it's possible that artificial intelligence has been created someplace else and is somehow tapping into it. But I don't think it'd be answering us about being the listener. So I think the next step is truly paranormal. You know, we live in this world of ghost boxes and stuff like that. So have there been any paranormal, truly what one might consider paranormal Alexa experiences?
Yeah. So there were a few that I found, and most of them have to do with Alexa playing songs out of the blue. So one experience, one user said that her grandma passed away, and then a couple days after she passed away, her Echo turned on and started playing the song Mandy by Boston. And she said, I had never heard that song before. And then it turned on my Echo and started to play. She said, my grandma was the only one who had ever called me Mandy. And then a couple days after she passes away, this song starts playing. So it's interesting, you know, she says, I've never heard the song before. I don't know why it started playing. So it's interesting, you know, was the grandma trying to reach out to her granddaughter to comfort her by playing this song? Mm-hmm. So it's an interesting story.
Well, at least grandmas can figure out technology after death.
There must be some kind of training class.
Right, right. Yeah, totally.
They finally learned. So, and there's a few more stories. So someone said that after their grandpa passed away, their grandma was home alone, and she heard another song. This is another story with a song playing. A song came on over the device. Alexa was playing the song Lucille by Kenny Rogers. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's the grandma's name was Lucille. And then it was a song that her grandparents loved to dance to. So this... The owner, the person who wrote in with this story is saying, yeah, it's as if my grandpa was sending a message to my grandma and playing this song that they used to dance together. So that's kind of more of a sweet story than a spooky one.
Yeah, yeah. It's spooky sweet. Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of that with the technology communicating. You know, my mom died when I was 17 years old, and her best friend comes up and stays with me at the house. And, you know, she's teaching me to cook Chinese food. Her husband who had died, was from China. And she's all, you know, people, they leave messages sometimes. She says, you know, after her husband died, it was like a couple of weeks later, all of a sudden she'd cleaned all his stuff out. And she walks into the bathroom and all of a sudden she was overcome with the smell of his cologne. Mm-hmm. And she's just all, so, you know, every once in a while people leave messages behind. And right as she tells me that, all the lights in my house flicker.
No,
you know, and I'm just all, really? Oh, God, you know, yeah. So that's pretty much the only paranormal, questionably paranormal experience that I've ever had. But it was technologically based on some level.
Yeah, that's pretty creepy.
Yeah. So, you know, spirit communication, is anybody trying to use these things? Like we talked about spirit boxes, has anybody really put this to the use of truly trying to communicate? I mean,
well, and I think it's interesting because when I think of spirit communication, I think of an old haunted house with candles lit everywhere and they're doing a seance with a Ouija board. And I think of this, the older kind of methods of communication, but investigators are using things like radios, and these ghost boxes. So I think that the idea that we're using technology to communicate with spirits. And if we have a device that millions of people already have in their homes, it's interesting that if there are, you know, if there are spirits out there, if they are trying to communicate with us, it seems like they would be using a device that millions of homes already have. And it seems like investigators should be using these devices because they're more accessible, if that makes sense. Because not everyone is going to have, you know, a spirit box, a ghost box, but
yeah, of course.
So many people have these Amazon devices. So I don't know. I would love to look into that more to see if there's some paranormal club out there that is all about using Alexa to try and tap into the spirit.
Pension reform. Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. How strong is Shasta County government? One factor to examine is pension debt. Shasta County is underfunded to the tune of $534 million. This means that for Shasta County taxpayers, we must spend approximately $20 million a year for the next 20 years to cover this debt. What could we do with an extra $20 million a year? I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I just thought you ought to know. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family-operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband, Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter.
Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Backbone and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You're listening to Radio Wasteland with Chauncey and Kara. Find all our shows and archives by visiting Radio Wasteland at radiowasteland.us.
You know, we've had quite a few people on who do ghost boxes and who do spirit communications and stuff. I should reach out to them and say, hey, one of them actually does like live Facebook Facebook Live things where he'll actually do the ghost box and ask it questions and try going to creepy places and sit there in the dark with the ghost box. So I should try to sick him on it and be all like, we want to know, you know, is this thing going to work? And do you have to have Wi-Fi?
I'm not as familiar. Do ghost boxes, is it like a radio that they record a message into the computer? How does it play it back?
I think it's more like a radio signal and an oscillator, so it's all analog. None of it's digital, or originally they weren't digital. And you can have it either incrementally hop through the band, and the band is much wider than the actual radio band that we listen to. It goes a lot lower, but the lower the band, the larger the sine wave, and so the less specific can get. And the higher the band, the more specific they have to be able to get to read it. Like a Bluetooth, when you connect with Bluetooth, that's actually just high band FM.
Okay.
And so these spirit boxes hop around through the FM band, I think. And don't hold me to this, audience. Send your hate mail to Radio Wasteland. And I think they can set it to go slowly, hop in increments, hop quickly, and so on and so forth. And they're able to ask it questions as it tunes in and out of things.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering because, so an Amazon device, it has this voice already built into it, this voice that can talk back to you. And of course it only has, you know, a certain number of responses that it can respond with. But if it's true that these spirits are using these devices to communicate, and because Alexa has said such creepy things, and I think I failed to mention this earlier, there's a writer for the New York Times who said that Alexa screamed in the middle of the night, screamed, and he said, quote, wailed like a child screaming in a horror movie dream. So he said his wife was very upset, and she was not playing a prank or anything like that. So I would be very interested to see if there's a way to communicate with spirits if they're trying to communicate with us through these devices.
Yeah, you know, if nothing else, you could maybe set it to randomly hop around, similar to the way that a spirit box maybe does. Mm-hmm. You know, hop around through your websites and audio and so on and so forth, kind of communicating like Bumblebee from the Transformers movies or something.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that is interesting, and I would definitely, you know, like to see it. So what is the scream prank and the spooky prank? You know, yeah. I really have gone into this knowing next to nothing about this, even though, like most Americans, at least, I don't know, assume probably most people in a lot of countries, I have several of these devices. I feel comfortable saying Alexa all I want while we're talking, but, you know, I don't feel comfortable saying, okay, everybody's favorite search engine, because I got one sitting right here and it's going to start talking to me.
Yeah.
But what are the scream prank and the spooky prank? I don't know what these are. I do have an Alexa in my living room. Maybe I can pull this on my wife and daughter.
Oh, yeah. So so Alexa has skills. She's got skills that, and I didn't know this before. It's just like her skills are like apps. So you can enable and disable these skills. So the scream prank, You tell Alexa, it initiates upon the phrase, if you say, Alexa, scream prank. So then the voice. So
sure.
It will wait 60 seconds and then scream. So, and it's a very loud horror movie scream, like this terrifying scream.
Okay.
So you can set up this prank and then you can leave the room, and then 60 seconds later, she will scream. And then there's also a different prank, a different skill that's called the spooky scream. And then this one is even worse. This one sounds terrifying to me, because if you say, Alexa, ask spooky scream to start in 2 minutes, and you can even delay that time. So you could say, Alexa, scream in 10 minutes. So you can start it, and then you can leave the room, and then 10 minutes later, there's this, like, terrifying scream in the room when there's nobody else in there. So you could definitely get someone pretty good. It sounds terrifying to me.
You know, where are your belief systems on these things? You know, do you think that it's possible that Alexa herself is haunted? I mean... There is a center to this. Maybe that's the source of the issue. You know, it's like in Reading, there we have Shasta Dam, and apparently there's a bunch of bodies in the dam of people who died, fell in the concrete. They couldn't get the body back, so they just kept building it. So there's a bunch of bodies in the dam, you know.
Oh, wow.
Maybe Alexa herself is haunted at the core.
It is kind of a fun, spooky idea to kind of entertain that this device that so many of us have in our homes is haunted and has the ability to, it's a medium for spirits to communicate with us. It's a fun idea. And I don't know where I think I'm skeptical as well. I want to believe. I want to hear more things like this to try and form this more informed opinion, but it is kind of a fun idea, but I think only time will tell, I guess.
Right. You fall back on Occam's razor, where the most likely answer is the one, and it's probably that we didn't build a good enough product yet.
Yeah.
But who knows, you know, who knows. And I do have to say, because of what you just said, I hate the X-Files for taking that from us, because I want to believe is truly how I feel about things. You know, it's like anytime I say it, people are, oh, you like the X-Files. Yes. And I also want to believe, you know, can't I do both? You know,
yes, like, totally.
You know, because I think it sums it up really, really well. And that's kind of, you know, I've had very few, if any, paranormal experiences. The one I told you is really the only one I've ever had. And, but I'm still highly interested, and I still want to, learn and see and check out what's out there. All right. We're not too far from the end here. And, so I want to make sure that we can tell my audience where they can find out more about you, but apparently it's hard to believe that we have Halloween coming up already. Apparently you got something going for October.
Yeah, so we have, starting on October 18th, for 13 days leading up to October, we do one mini episode each day leading up to October. And in these shorter episodes, we tell scary stories, so we kind of lean more towards the fiction side.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.